KMAN in studio. We have Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. I'm Brady Bowman. Sam Henney's on the other side of the glass this morning. Still got about a little more than 8 minutes left in the program. So if you do have some phone calls you want to make, you still have time. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. We're looking at the budget that we're looking at for this year, looking at June 21st for commissioners to have a budget to look at and possibly approve for publication and get a public hearing set up. And the big question when we're looking at these budgets is always, probably the biggest thing people are always wondering about is the mill levy and what that mill levy is going to be. And Ben, how are we looking for Riley County for 2019?
The budget as it currently stands, if we don't change anything in the next week or two, would be a 2.1 or mill increase, and that translates to about 1.4 million increase. That doesn't count the increase due to inflation and growth, and meaning the natural increase in property values, which gives us a higher value of a mill, we would say, which gives us about $700,000 extra, which more or less is designed to cover inflation and growth. So if you look at the total amount of property tax increase in the current draft of the budget, it's about 2.1 million. And pretty much all of that can be attributed to the radios and the ambulance. Those two big expenses this year are pretty close to that 2.1 million. Everything else, yeah, there are things going up and down elsewhere in the budget.
KMAN's morning news is powered by Interim Healthcare.
Thank you, Interim Healthcare. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, so in terms of the a lot of the department spending, not including personnel, has been flat or even down. We're increasing budget stabilization about $500,000.
And what does that mean when you're saying increasing budget stabilization?
Those are our reserves, help with cash flow, making sure we always have cash available. It also help with when we take out a bond, the bond insurance companies, bond issuance companies, look at how much we have in reserves. It's basically the emergency reserves.
That makes basically so it's not the county's like running a paycheck to paycheck. Basically, you always have a little bit of cushion.
Right. That's
kind of the point.
For any kind of disasters that may occur, so you do have something to fall back on if you don't have any funds available and you need something done immediately.
Well, as we talked about on these airwaves yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of the tornado that went through town in 2008. So probably an example there. You never know
Correct.
What could happen. It's good to have a little bit of cushion.
Right. One thing I'll also mention that kind of bothers me as a county commissioner is when we need to increase spending, we are really tied by just going to property tax. And the state kind of has our hands tied behind our backs there. That's our only option is property tax. And so we do receive $5.7 million estimated this year between motor vehicle tax, sales tax, and interest on investments, intangible tax, things like that, personal property. But we can't really increase those. We're really just limited to property tax. And so, we currently have $24.5 million in property taxes for 2018. We're looking at $26.5 million property tax for 2019. And yeah, that's really our only option for increasing those revenues.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. Got about a little less than 5 minutes left in the show, 785-537-1350. And Tammy, when you're probably trying to explain county budgets and just government budgets to folks, just random folks off the street, is that probably the thing that, and Ben, you can chip in on this too, and you kind of addressed it, is that the thing that they probably don't realize the most is just how dependent, especially at the county level, just how dependent counties are on property taxes?
Yeah, and especially when you're looking at public safety, excuse me, and the percentage that we use towards public safety, I mean, this is for the benefit of the citizens. We aren't frivolous in our use. I do feel the department heads are very conservative in their budgets. They do a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
And as you pointed out with personnel, sometimes people believe they're being overpaid. However, in order to keep that quality staff, you do have to take care of your employees as well so that they're willing to do their job and to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not much else you can look at when you're looking at the bottom dollar. Yes, it is definitely an increase. Yes, we do have $2 million additional dollars going out for public safety. In order to make that safety available, we have to pay for it. And since our hands are tied to the ad valorem tax dollar, that is our only option in order to keep the people safe.
And especially over the years when the state has kind of been scaling back on some funding to local entities that they used to provide, mm-hmm. Well, you got to make up for that difference somehow.
Yeah.
One of the key is mortgage fees. In 19, we have no budget of those funds coming in, and it has been dwindling over the past several years, with $100,000 only coming in last year. So that, you know, those are a large dollars that you're looking at. And mm-hmm. then, you know, in addition to that, we have some fees that we charge for things that you come in for, like hunting licenses, you know, to file for election, you have to pay a fee. However, those are very minimal, and that's not something that you can just increase to make it reasonable for people to come in and use those services as well.
And I'm glad you mentioned the mortgage registration fees, because I remember covering that when that legislation was first introduced back in my Mercury days, when that legislation was first introduced to scale back on all that. And I think I remember that used to be a generator of what? At least around $1 million for the county each year, something around that.
Sounds right.
Yeah, our Register of Deeds, Debbie Register, she has kept track of that, and she actually has the documentation of how much we've lost since that has been enacted.
And now it's at pretty much close to zero.
It will be zero right. in 19. There is no budget dollars for those.
So basically, you go back to 5 years ago, where usually you probably had about $1 million in the county's funds for that. Well, that could have taken care of at least half one of those mills for this
Correct.
Year's budget.
Yeah. More than one, yes.
Well, and one another thing to realize is the state did increase recording fees and some other fees relating
That's
to mortgages,
true.
But not nearly enough to cover the loss of the mortgage registration fee. So we have $340,000 budgeted for the recording fees from the Register of Deeds this year. But yeah.
And they sold that was going to make up the difference, but
it doesn't.
Here we are. The budget process will continue. We'll keep you updated. Thanks so much, Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. If you missed any of today's show, it'll be on demand a little later today on our website at newsradiokman.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Thank you.